This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
In Ireland, it can be hard to find the time or the place to meet people and try something new. Sometimes it feels like the only solution is spending money to go out and socialise in bars or at expensive events. Clodagh McKeown saw an opportunity to create a space where girls can attend affordable events, whether it be a run or a walk, grabbing a coffee or even some Pilates. This is a space where like-minded women can build friendships and try out activities while keeping the price low. And today on I Recommend, I'm catching up with Clodagh to see where her vision for social events page Just the Girls came from. Clodagh, thank you for joining me on the show. First off, what sparked the idea for Just the Girls? Was there a specific moment where you realised this was something we needed?
To be honest, I loved this whole thing when I was in Australia. So I've kind of copied it more or less, because I really enjoyed being social with all the girls and trying new things and going different places and just kind of being in a situation where it wasn't a forced type of socializing, but it was more or less like encouraged, and that's why you were going. So you were meeting all like-minded women, and, you know, it was a really nice opportunity to talk and then to try a new thing. So I kind of did more or less... It did kind of start when I was in Australia. I was like, you know what? I feel like we are missing something like this in Ireland and at home. And I was thinking, it was kind of selfish in a way as well, because I was thinking, I'm going home and I want something like this, even for myself. But I know other girls will be, because you know yourself, there are so many people emigrating these days. And I just was thinking to myself, if I'm going home, I know loads of other people will be going home at some point, and they're going to miss this side of Australia as well, and they're going to miss this social kind of element. So I said, okay, I think this is something that I need to start.
I would agree with you on that. There does seem to be, you know, that seems to be the norm in other countries, all these type of events. It's something that maybe we've been lacking here a little bit. What is actually, in your view, what is making it so difficult to make friends here in Ireland pre this event, like at the minute?
I honestly, there's a few things that come to mind, and this has only been in my mind since chatting to the girls about it and like talking about why exactly I've kind of started this whole thing. But I do believe that the weather is a huge thing. Like in Australia, it's always sunny, so it's all, there's always an excuse to go outside and like do a Pilates class outside or whatever. But obviously we can't help that. So, you know, that aside, it can't really be an excuse. But that aside, I do feel like when you're in secondary school and you grow up here, you build your normal group of friends and you have your regular people in your area, whether it's through a sports team or it's through school, and you just kind of carry them up with you until your adult life. And I do think once you get to that point, you're not really in a space to welcome in more people unless you're working with them or whatever. But I just do think that we tend to stick with our regular people, and I don't think there's opportunities in order to make new friends, except for when you're out maybe in the pub or something or going out. And I really wanted to make an emphasis on sober socialising and like having that opportunity to meet new people and make new friends in your 20s and 30s, but then take it away from the pub. So you didn't always have to be surrounded by pub culture and alcohol. And I know a lot of people, like especially in these days, were kind of steering away from drinking all the time and being out every weekend. So I felt like we're in our wellness era, and like with that, you could have a social element, or you could have a social activity with no alcohol at all, and then people would really like that because there's no pressure to be in the pub.
You're so right about the sober social side of that. There's been such a big movement on all of that recently. These types of groups are becoming more and more common everywhere, but particularly in Ireland as well. For Just the Girls in particular, what is it about for you at its core? Is it about community? Is it about connection? Is it about confidence? Or maybe it's something else?
No, it is. It's all those three things. I feel like having a group like that to promote confidence, positivity, and have a nice community of women that all believe in the same thing. You're wanting to build new friendships and new connections in your 20s and 30s at a time when it is a bit more difficult. And I feel like creating a space, a safe space for women like that, it's easier and it's smooth and it's less pressure. So I really do think like my whole reason behind this is to encourage women doing new things, whether it's Pilates, whether it's a paint and sip, whether it's just a walk and a coffee afterwards, whether it's a new activity. And then also I felt like we're coming to the age as well where we're either settling down, we're going abroad, or we're coming home from being abroad. And your friend groups are sparse and you're kind of losing friends. They're coming and going. So I did want to make it accessible for everybody, whether you're at home raising kids at this age as well and you don't get out too much. Like, I felt as if, you know, an event once a month would really give you that little bit of a push to come and get out and chat to women your age and like just kind of encourage all of that. So, yeah, I think the main thing behind it was just getting women out, encouraging them to make new friends and try different things and just really build your confidence in talking to new people. Because if you're not around new people all the time, you feel like me in Australia, I felt kind of socially awkward at times because I wasn't around people. It was just myself. You know, we moved over there and it was kind of sink or swim. But these groups kind of encourage you to get out talking and like your social skills can develop and whatever, that kind of happens. But yeah, that's kind of it. I just felt as if having a safe space for people to make new friends and try new things is just really positive.
And also having fun while they're doing it. Which is key, of course, to all of this. And I know your first event, the Pilates, beginner's Pilates session, it looked like it went really well. What was it like seeing that idea come to life and watching everyone connect in the same space and get on so well?
Oh, I was so nervous for it, but it went so well. All the girls that showed up were really excited, one, for the beginner's Pilates, and then two, they were like really excited to get chatting to all these girls, like-minded people, grab a coffee afterwards, just have a fun, nice morning. And then there was no pressure on you. If you didn't want to come to the coffee, that was fine, but at least when you went to the Pilates, it kind of was a space where you could chat, do an activity without feeling pressure to like have these great conversations with everybody. It was just a little bit of a mingle and something really positive. And I feel like Abigail, the girl that took our class, the Pilates instructor, like, she's so fun, and it was a bit of crack, and you know, like, people were hitting off each other, and like, it was just a bit of fun. So it was a really nice way to kind of start your weekend on a positive note. And I feel like that's the whole aim of this group, is to just lift everyone's spirits and try something different, but also have a bit of crack when you're doing it.
How did you come up with the ideas for your events? Is it something that, you know, you think about yourself? Do you take other people's ideas? Where are you looking for your inspiration on that?
I kind of think to myself, what would I like to do? And what do I enjoy doing? And what did I enjoy doing in Australia also? And what do I love doing at home? And to be honest, Pilates, yoga, paint and sips, any kind of new activity, whether it's going on a sauna, you know, one of those Bechtev sauna, maybe, for example, you get to go and do a cold plunge and a sauna, or whether it's just a little walk around the town and a coffee afterwards for a chat. So I kind of just think to myself, what would I like to do? And then I think, well, if I like doing that, I'm sure other women my age would be keen to do it. And I kind of just do it that way. Yeah. And it's nice because there are so many services in Trim, especially, and like facilities and local people that can do it. Because when I was thinking about all these different events, I also have to think, how am I going to get the skilled people in to do it, whether it was like an art class, which I'm so lucky we have a local artist, Anna Byrne, she's going to step in and take the class. But I just think it's really important, and really I was really proud to say that we are actually sourcing local people and supporting local businesses and local people to take these classes, where I feel like if you're in a bigger area, you may have to go to a franchise, like, you know, and kind of involve huge companies, whereas we're lucky we don't really have to do that yet.
You're like giving back to the people in the community while also bringing the community together, which is lovely to see. I know that you started off saying that you would have one event per month. Now you're already expanding to two. How is that going? You know, excitement wise, it must be amazing to see the growth take off straight away.
Yeah, I feel like after the first Pilates class, it was just so positive. And the feedback, like when I got home that Saturday morning, my phone was just pinging all morning. It was like, I love that class. It was so fun. It was so nice to chat to all these girls. It was so nice, whatever. When are you doing the next one? And I just thought to myself, wow, if this is the response, and it's obviously having such a positive impact on everybody else and me, I was just buzzing the entire weekend. So I thought, okay, I really want to do this next event, which is a paint and sip, but how about we try and include a Pilates class or a yoga class every month as a staple? So people can come to that and guarantee one a month. And then maybe if I have the space and have the time, I can organize another event. And it's proven really popular and like it's really positive. And plus, there are limited numbers and there are so many girls that do want to get involved. So I just thought instead of having one a month, I would try and incorporate maybe two in order to give everybody a chance to get to one of them.
What about expanding outside of your region at the minute in Meath? Is it on the cards someday that you might want to go to other parts of the country, or are you looking at right now for now?
Oh God, I'm really only thinking trim at the moment. But like, I would love that. I really would. But I mean, you're trying to juggle work and your own life. And like, this is a very much of a volunteering type of a group. And it's not in any way a business. But at the same time, I just think it's so positive and it has the potential to do so well and make a difference in a lot of women's lives. If there are anyone listening, like, and you think you can get behind this or like help me expand it or even just start it in your own area, like this is not an original idea, you can go and, you know, start your own group. And I think it'd be really positive, whether it's for women or men, or you're doing a running group or whatever kind of social group you're into. I just think no matter what or where, it could have really, really positive effects on everybody.
When you think about the future of Just the Girls, what excites you the most?
Oh my goodness. I'm just so excited that people are loving this and that we get to go and have really good connections, build friendships, have really good chats. And then once the event is over, you get to go home and feel so happy and like really light and really like happy in yourself that you were social and that you tried something different, you did a bit of exercise, or you just had a really good conversation. Because the basis of having a really positive life and like feeling good in yourself are connections built with other people. And I feel like this group really does encourage that. It encourages good connections, good conversations, and that can have like, it's a ripple effect in your life. It just completely brightens it up.
It brightens up, as you said, not just your whole weekend, but it could go far beyond that with more friendships and things like that and more socials. Where can we find you on social media if we want to follow along with the group and maybe head along to some of the events?
Find me on Instagram, it's Just the Girls Social. And if you want to go onto my page, it'll bring you straight there as well. My name is Clodagh McKeown, you'll find that on Instagram as well.
Brilliant. Well, Clodagh, thank you for joining me and I Recommend this week. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with all of the future events that are either on the cards already or will be planned very shortly. And well, I'm sure we will chat to you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.